your number one hit station in town.
This is a Vicious Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got weight. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so
I want to send out a very special thank you to Tracy Eileen. Thank you, my queen, for joining us yesterday. And family, be sure to get her new EP. It's time. It'll be out June the 12th, my faux pas. But you can always place an order and get it sooner. And be sure while you're there, pick up her new hit single, Somehow, Someway. Speaking of new music, this incredibly gifted saxophonist, Lord have mercy, Mike Phillips' new hit album, Pulling Off the Covers, with a single, fantastic single that is burning up the charts and getting a lot of love, flavor, and years. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bears, my pleasure to welcome LOTL Radio, Mike Phillips. Brother Phillips, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you, man. It's been a lot of work, but you know, I've wanted to wait a while till I put out the next album. So I'm happy it came out the way it did, and the responses of everyone who, you know, listened to it and had kind words.
Well, since we're here, you know, we're tuned in live, and everybody tuning in via iHeartRadio and Spotify, and I just want to hop back in the time capsule just a little bit, Doctor Who's time machine, and I want to go all the way back to 2002 to have you've reached Mike Phillips, your 2002 album, and I wanted to ask you, how have you seen your growth as an artist, as a musician, from that time and where you're at right now?
Wow. That's a really good question. One of the things is between 2002 and now, I spent extensive time with Prince. being in this band, having conversations with them about music, about putting together a live show. And I think one of the influences of my growth musically was him, not just, you know, records and, you know, sonically putting together records, but, you know, putting together a show and being extremely intentional about your art and, you know, everything from a set list to, you know, making sure the lighting is correct during your performance. So, yeah, I think the growth between 2002 and now, you know, I think one of the things is, you know, definitely Prince's influence over me.
You know, what I find so refreshing is that I've had the pleasure to speak or to converse with a few members of NPG. And each and every one of them have said the same, is that as far as growth, as far as being a musician, learning the aspect of the business, being able to control your own destiny as an artist. And I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people on the outside looking in, they really truly don't understand the amount of time and amount of work it takes to be an independent artist and be out there to promote your music, and also using your own finances to get your music out there, and the amount of time and effort that goes into it. Can you speak on that a little bit to the listeners?
I think, you know, to really be in this business, it's a labor of love, of understanding that there's going to be, you know, sacrifices financially, you know, obviously your time, because, you know, it takes time to put together intentional art that you think is going to resonate. We don't do, you know, it's like the true meaning of art is not to indulge in its perceptive value, but really relish in its internal significance. So is the art going to be significant to you? And then how can you spend time with your art to make sure that it connects and it's commercially viable? And that's important too, because some people just, they put out art and it's important to them, but it's not understood by the masses. So it's a balancing act that takes time to understand. So yeah, the sacrifices, you know, people look at it from the outside looking in and think that it's, you know, oh my God, he's shining, blah, 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 look at that, he on TV, you know, the video's popping. But when you really look at it, it's a time-consuming labor of love because of the confidence you have in your own gift. And it, you know, it takes a lot to bring it to fruition. But when it does and the people accept it, those sacrifices are well worth it.
Do you believe the reverence, the true reverence of musicianship is still respected and still appreciated the way it used to be as we current state of the music industry?
You know, it's everything that happens is a cycle of that's based on where society is right now. So when you have, you know, music being taken out of the schools, you know, I went back to my high school and the band wasn't there anymore, wasn't any instruments there. I think as a overall culture, we have moved away from the appreciation of live music instrumentation. But I see it as an opportunity for us to, you know, move the needle back to education. And it starts from there, because when you're educated about music from the elementary level, you develop an understanding and a sensitivity to it. So now when you hear sax playing, it's not just a sample, but it's a real live sax where you can have the appreciation of understanding that, you know, the Commodores, Earth, Wind, and Fire, going to jazz, where you have Sonny Stitt or Sonny Rollins, Ornette Coleman, Pharoah Sanders. I think from an educational standpoint, it's always been a part of the educational system. So when that's broken down, then, you know, there are less people understanding the musicianship because it's not being brought to them on the platter at an early age. So, nevertheless, I do think that there is an opportunity to make sure that we make the investment to make sure that musicianship is taught, and when it's taught, it's appreciated, and when it's appreciated, then the thirst for listening to it and wanting more of it will be more prevalent.
You know, we're both 21. We've been around the block a few times, and I grew up in an era listening to the Phoenix Horns, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You know, so that is my era of music, and I must say that a couple of concerts that I've attended over the years, and now you've seen the progression of where, as you mentioned, that you can actually take a horn sample and program it into a keyboard or a synthesizer. And I'm saying to me, just for me from a personal standpoint, because I know my son has got on me, he said, Dad, you're old school. And I said, no, I just appreciate real music. And to me, it takes away the realism, that connectivity with the audience. And I wanted to ask you, when you're out there performing and you have that kind of connectivity to the audience, when you're on that string, can you kind of give us a little bit insight as far as what kind of feeling you get to have that kind of connectivity to the listeners, to the audience during a live performance?
It's a cycle. It's I give, I get, I understand what I'm getting, and I give more. It's a cycle. And once you make that connection, it's the appreciation of the people appreciating what you're giving. Because let's just be honest, your instrument is an inanimate object that I have to blow my soul through that instrument. So the instrument is nothing but a translator. So what do I feel on the other side of the instrument? B.B. King, you can feel the pain. The blues wasn't free. He had to go through some things for us to feel and enjoy sonically the notes that he played. He didn't learn that in school. This was just all feeling. You know, when you hear Miles, you know, it was feeling, it was attitude. But when you feel that that's appreciated, then it creates a really good cycle of giving and getting. So from my perspective, you know, I always have to be honest with what I'm playing. I have to believe it. When I feel people understanding it, then it's a cycle of a great conversation that gets higher because of the connection between me and my instrument and the connection between what's coming out of that instrument and the people who are listening to it. So, yeah, that's sort of like my insight on how that beautiful cycle between playing the instrument and people absorbing what you're playing, how it all works together. One needs the other.
Would it be too far-fetched for me to say it would be considered an extension of oneself?
Oh yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know, it's crazy where when you have these schools and, you know, you have a Miles solo and then they'll transcribe it and you have the notes and then they teach the kids and the kids play the exact note. They play the exact notes in the exact transcription. But what you're missing is the feeling and the emotion that comes with the notes. So more so than playing the actual notes, you really have to understand and feel what you do, because what you do is it's the extension. You're exactly right. What I do and how I feel, that is put into my horn. And now, when everybody hears it, I put it to a microphone, everybody's hearing the extension of everything that I am emotionally at that point. It's just now that it's put into a way that people can absorb it sonically, melodically and harmonically.
Well, that's one of the things that I truly love about your new album. 10 tracks, a kaleidoscope of ear-throbbing, soothing music that takes you from one platform to another. And I go back to a particular song that Earth, Wind & Fire did, After the Love Is Gone. When it gets to that last part, and you had the Phoenix horns get in, and it just takes you on this trip. I get goosebumps even just thinking about that song. And like you said, as far as having that feeling and that raw emotion, that connectivity, and I get that from this album. And I can tell this is definitely a labor of love for you. And I wanted to ask you, what makes you most proud of this new album, of course, pulling off the covers?
Pulling off the covers, I could have put it out early. This album is 4 years in the making. I did Flavor in Your Ear 4 years ago, which is just crazy to me. Where, and I said to myself, if I am making good music, we are going to truly find out, because I'm going to put this out way later than me actually doing this album, which is, a testament to the music. Music doesn't have a time, capsule set on it, where if you don't put out the record at this particular time, then they're not going to be feeling it, or you missed your window. I'm happy that I didn't get pressured. I took my time with it. I made a partnership with a great label, SRG, who has Raheem Divine, Vivian Green, Brian McKnight, Take Six, that understands the aspect of the music and letting the artists, paint, have an empty canvas and paint their Mona Lisa. And, not have someone come in the middle, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, because the art is an extension of ourselves. So I was happy that I didn't rush it, It was, I know this might sound crazy, but I felt like I was painting a 747 with a toothpick. Man, I was happy to do it. I wasn't in a rush. I know he's cracking up. He's just like,
"Hey, you know what? Hey, art takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. So I mean, I get it. I get it. You move at your own pace, but at the end of the day, it's a labor of love. The product, the album, it resonates through and through. It's an incredible album. The feedback has been fantastic. What has that meant to you? Because, I mean, all over social media, they have been talking about this album. So it's been well worth the wait. So how does that make you feel? It has been such well received.
I'm extremely happy. I wanted to get in and, you smell yourself for 1 or 2 seconds, and then you get back in, and you're only as good as the last thing that you have put out. So guess what? You stay encouraged, get back in the studio, and you take your time and work on another one. I'm so happy that people love this album, that the best thing I can do is not relish in the success of it, but continue to be consistent as an artist and put out more product. Also, get on the road. If I can't get on the road, put on a quarantine concert and make sure that the art and my mindset as an artist is still growing. Because, to take away from the mentality of Michael Jordan, if I scored 50 points yesterday, I can't take any of those points and roll them over to today's game. That 50 was for that game. So I enjoy it for a minute, but then I got to get back to work to, you know, to live up to the artist that I know I can be, the artist that I want to grow into, and the artist that will take time to mature into what I know that will eventually be who I am. And that takes time, and I'm happy to enjoy the process of the success, the process of, you know, the roadblocks. It's all beauty in it. So I'm looking forward to putting out something else and getting back out on the road eventually when the science says it's okay, and really enjoy and give my all as an artist who cares about the art form of jazz, the culture. You know, I can't sit around and play this instrument and don't know who Louis Armstrong is, Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins, and the great ladies of jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. So it's about the culture too. You know, the success is fine, but the success only happens because of the shoulders that I stand on, that I appreciate, not just in me telling you I appreciate them, but I appreciate them in understanding their significance in the history of our music, and not just standing on their shoulders to get to a plateau where I can be appreciated.
Well, as I said earlier, it definitely resonates through the whole entire album. And speaking of album, family, be sure to purchase the new album, of course, Pulling Off the Covers, available everywhere via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure you stop by Mike's official website. That's at thisismikephillips.com. Lord have mercy. So let's get into it. The hit single, of course, has been getting a lot of rave reviews from the new album, of course, Pulling Off the Covers, Flavor in Your Ears, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Mike Phillips, Flavor in Your Ear, from the new album, Pulling Off the Covers, featuring, my goodness, the who's who, some of the greatest artists in the industry, from the legendary Stevie Wonder, PJ Morton, Eric Robertson, Avery Sunshine, Raheem Devon, Lila James, Angie Fisher, Eric Bluetooth, Greg Natural Seven, Stanley Cooper Jr., Darren Dean, Tyrone Hendricks, Ashley J., Gerard Lawson, DJ, My Sky, and the Phillips Kids. Yeah, that's a Nura. That's a beautiful day. Be sure to get the new album. It is available as we speak. Brother Phillips, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us and blessing us. Today was truly an honor, and I must say I've had an opportunity to see you perform several times with Prince. You do him justice, you do him proud, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, man. And hopefully very soon we'll get an opportunity to see you perform live, and you have an open invitation back, Houston.
Well, I am looking forward to it. 100%, I am looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, brother. Continued success, and please stay safe.
All right, you do as well. Thank you.
Thank you. The super talented, Lord have mercy, Mike Phillips, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, be sure to get that new album, Pulling Off the Covers. Well, I got you here, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket. Lord have mercy. Got to get into, yeah, you know what I'm feeling? God's creation. That's the new album from my man, Miles J. Latest, greatest inspiration here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. pleasure to behold. Oh, you're my latest and my greatest,
my latest and greatest inspiration.
You just keep on lifting, lifting me higher.
Without the diamonds in the purse, she'll never be mine. fighting and fighting, never compromise. It led to our demise. You were so sweet, then you cut me so deep. Play me with your silence.